like you were.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and are we recording? Yes, we are. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with Fetish Locator. I love you or I really like you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I hurt you. It's all right. You better go see if the guests need anything else. I'm all right now. Okay, I'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, go fuck somebody.
I'll be looking forward to it. The hell, when did Jesse get into the aquarium?
Wait a minute, she can't breathe.
No! Dead mermaid!
Hey there, lover boy.
Hey.
Hey. Can I get anything for you? Hi. I'm in the mood for a surprise.
Oh,
daring, aren't we? Alright. That doesn't exactly inspire confidence. Nah, she's great. I don't even know what the hell is in this thing, but it's wonderful.
It makes me pass out with my ass in there.
Wait, should you even be drinking right now? I am pretty sure one drink is just fine. Daisy, it's just one drink, though, and lovely Iona prepared it all for me. I just can't decline it. Or I can't just decline it. Can you not drink? I am not sure. It's just a thing in the old heart. Nothing to worry about. Daisy, please. I'm sure Iona will be fine. But you need to be careful.
The old 19-year-old ticker.
He's right. I don't care. I would have given you a drink if I had known something was wrong.
Maybe 2021.
You're right. I got careless again.
Yeah.
It's all right. You just got to be a little more careful.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Penicillin isn't bad for your heart, is it?
Oh, wow. What's up with that girl, by the way? Uh-huh. Oh, the one in the aquarium?
Yeah,
she came out of nowhere and just went for a swim in that aquarium like the most normal thing in the world.
Well, she's what you call out in the wild a whorefish.
Is she a performer that you got or something?
No.
No, that's just Jessie. She's a cosplayer. Huh.
Yeah,
I guess it's a mermaid today.
Uh-huh.
Or is it a siren? From the way she's throwing looks at Grimm, I'd say the latter. Wow, and she can breathe underwater.
Yeah, I guarantee you ain't holding my breath that long.
Wouldn't want to keep a lady waiting now.
Here, give her a snorkel.
I gotta use the bathroom. I'll talk to you two later.
Sure.
Later.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. She's acting off. Maybe she just needs some space.
They find her dead in the bathroom with her wrist slit later on.
Huh. So you're a mermaid today, huh? And mermaids don't speak?
Huh.
Alright. I thought it was the other way around. What are you even doing? You want me to fuck you in there? Am I gonna fuck your pussy in that costume? No.
Oh,
I get what you're thinking, dirty girl. Should I just jump in?
No.
Oh, no. I really don't think this thing was made to hold a person, let alone two. Don't give me those puppy eyes, damn it. Jesse. Fine, just for a little.
Yeah.
There's a perfectly fine pool out there, and you just had to swim in here, didn't you?
Huh?
There. Happy now? Holy shit, it's cold in here.
Hey.
Wow.
All the fish have died. Well, your booty stank.
Oh, please. Like you haven't seen it already.
If you...
You're rubbing it against my dick.
She's drowning me! Uh-oh. He de-scaled her.
I bet you'd like it if I fucked you in the ass, huh? Push you up against the glass and take you while anyone walking by could see us. You would like that, wouldn't you? Do you want it? Good girl.
Not a great lubricant water, is it?
Got fuck me, you're so fucking tight.
Got me a Marlin. Then she floats to the top. Oh, I killed her. She can't hold her breath underwater.
Right. This is interesting. It's a hell of a scene underwater.
Hold the breath for that one.
Right.
Breathe.
Right. But they're video game characters, so they have that ability.
Well, actually, you held your breath.
Lydia's gonna be pissed if she sees all this cum in the water.
All the cum in water.
Maybe the aquarium filters will take care of it.
We'll just throw the fishes in there. Eat up!
Okay, can I get you something? Are you all right here? I didn't see any fish in there. It's got an empty aquarium. I need to go.
Interesting.
See you later. I'll be around if you need me.
Gobble up the seed, woman. Gobble up the seed.
Whoops. Oh, now we get to Adam. Really filling up the pool with ladies.
Can you imagine how many times you can fully bust in a day?
The party is wrapping up.
Flood us. Fucking these characters.
Seems like you could use a drink.
Huh?
What's that? Equal parts vodka and peach schnapps, a couple of splashes of Chambord with whipped cream and a cherry on top.
That's
sounds
good.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you happen to know the time?
Hmm.
It's almost midnight.
Hmm.
How's your challenge going?
Hmm.
I guess that depends. Oh? I know what you're thinking. Did he fuck 20 people or only 19? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself.
Huh?
Is that a 44 Magnum you're packing?
Yes.
The most powerful cock in the world would blow your head clean off.
Okay.
I guess there's just one question I gotta ask myself.
Huh.
Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Nicely played. How's your drink?
How's your job? Itchy. Kind of bully, if you ask me.
Perfect. If I achieve my goal, then I now have something to celebrate my victory.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you want something that blows your head clean off.
Huh.
Exactly. What do you call this? Come in my panties.
Mm.
Only if you ask me nicely. Ah, just a cocktail.
Yeah.
This tastes better, but isn't nearly as much fun. Head upstairs to Lydia's bedroom. Whoever won the mud fight wager will find you there. So there's no chance. If you like, I can pour you another drink, but that's it. I promised Anna that I wouldn't mess around with anyone during this party. It wouldn't be the first time I broke a promise to my girlfriend, but I'm pretty sure the party's over. Technically, you wouldn't be breaking any promises. Tempting.
No.
Sorry, I think I'm just going to wrap up here and head out. In that case, I guess I'll just finish my drink and head upstairs. Have fun.
I will. Oh, no. It's the infamous cock slasher.
Him. It just occurred to me.
Then it was like, Bob, I'm sorry I showed up late. Good, thank goodness I won the wager. He's like, nah!
Dirty Harry's gun was empty. He had shot all six rounds.
That's what they call them. Dirty Harry's gonna get dirty.
I must have fucked at least 20 people by now, right? Well, I guess there's still the opportunity for one more. Huh. Hello, Mr. Hard-On. I think someone's coming to see you. I wonder who we're waiting for.
I knew it.
Really? I didn't.
I kind of had a feeling that they had unfinished business.
Hey, Stacy, what are you doing here? I won the bet, dummy.
You could have fucked me for free.
We're sharing that bed tonight. And she is a sister.
Stepsister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Did you bring PJs? That doesn't look comfortable to sleep.
Who said sleeping?
You know, I've thought about this 1,000 times. I even have the perfect outfit picked for this evening. I wanted everything to be just perfect. I wanted to look perfect for you. Unfortunately, I left the outfit at home. Your apartment isn't that far away. Not in my apartment. It's at home. Even though we've done a lot of teasing, I just didn't think this would ever happen. It's not like... Listen, I had this whole routine worked out in my head. I had to be wearing that perfect outfit. Just so I could take it off for you. Are you just messing with me? Not this time. I'm in heaven. I couldn't say no to you even if I wanted to. I know. Two minutes to midnight. Just relax and let me entertain you. I can't believe I'm saying this aloud, but I didn't have a perfect outfit picked out. I'm not even wearing an outfit today. But I've been fantasizing about this as well. And I can't imagine you ever looking sexier than you do right now. We're gonna have a lot of fun together tonight. And no one is gonna interrupt us this time. Damn. That's that, diet she's on.
Oh, keto. Keto does about again.
2 minutes until midnight. 1 minute till midnight. Oh, shit. I've wanted this for the longest time. Stacy, I want you.
And then she cuts it off. Ah, you didn't get my 20 in time, man.
Grim, I want you to wreck my tight twat. Yes, ma'am.
What are we gonna do, Mom and Dad? Well, it's gonna make Thanksgiving awkward. If he ends up with, what's her name, that their buddy's with, finds out they're step siblings, she's really gonna be fucking.
This is really happening.
Get it, get it.
You feel better than I ever imagined. Let's fuck in every possible let's fuck in every way possible on every piece of furniture in this room. Fucked her on the bed, fucked her on the floor.
Only reason I kicked her out of bed was to fuck her on the floor.
Fucked so long I grew a fucking afro.
Afro? Not asshole.
Afro man.
Everyone already has an asshole grub. Holy grub.
Oh, Stacy, that feels amazing. This is everything I could ever want in life. Really?
Stacy, mom.
Stacy's mom would technically be his mom. That would be awkward. What? Even more awkward than this.
Stepmom. They make porn about that too.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, if
we're what are you doing, stepbro? I love it. You feel so good inside me, stepbro.
Oh, good lord. What do you say?
I want this night to go on forever.
Why does she have such a deep voice? Because she used to be a Tom. Hey, stepbro, what's high five afterward? Oh, yeah.
Now, Grim, you're even deeper inside me from this position.
Figured out.
So we fucked on there. We fucked on the swing.
Follow.
We're gonna fuck on the table.
Follow my sword. Like that.
You feel amazing. This is so fucking perfect. After this, Scissor Man's gonna come in. You watch.
Wouldn't that be a way? Alex Slenderman, get outside and wait your turn.
Scissor Man, not Slenderman. Scissor Man from the Clock Tower series. Alright, where's that dick?
Don't you know you're not gonna be slender after you have these calories in your throat?
We're just... Well, I was talking about Scissor Man, but yeah.
Scissor McTimbers.
Scissor Man from the Clock Tower games. He's a giant fucking pair of scissors.
I got
He's gonna come in. All right, where's the clock I'm supposed to get rid of?
If I were in a sexual situation and I had to just have a random imaginary character with scissors,
right.
I wouldn't want it to be what's her name from Kill la Kill.
I forgot. I haven't watched all that.
Oh, I love that.
We're still just getting started. Brace yourself. Yeah, and literally brace yourself, because your head hitting that wall will not be fun.
I've done that to a girl with a headboard.
Hell! Well,
fun as hell for me. Not so much for her. She
for
said,
goddamn
it feels good, but should
concussion.
I tell him to stop? My head's hurt.
Concussion. That's it, that's it. Fill me with your hard cock, she says. You are so fucking gorgeous right now.
You know what? You look so pretty when you're laying on your back with a cock up you.
I always want more with you.
I mean,
you're getting
yeah.
everything I have.
That hat you wore Sunday, you look pretty. But a cock inside, yeah, you look twice as pretty at least. Maybe even three times as pretty.
Wow, damn, Grim, I can't believe, are you really?
Snowballing it?
Really, really good at this.
She said, let's be brother and sister forever.
If you keep that up, you're gonna break me.
We'll be closest.
I need you inside me.
We like peas and carrots if we smooshed them together like so.
You're so great, baby brother.
Baby brother, he's the older one.
Oh, he is the older one.
Oh, but she wanted to rope play field.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yes, how does that feel? I got that from Vixen.
Do you remember
Vixen,
suffrage? Yeah,
she
they
says,
were during the revolution. Suffrage!
I got that from Vixen when they're in the shower. He's like, oh, baby brother! Oh, that's a fucking great movie, Russ Meyer. You've really got my engine going. Fuck, you're making me hard. I had no idea you were so strong. Damn, she's got some fucking impressive strength herself to hold up like that.
Well, those
it's like
are,
she's doing goddamn
actually,
reverse push-ups.
Aside from the dick and the...
She's pretty much doing reverse push-ups.
Well, yeah, that's... You've got to do...
See,
school.
Ladies, that's what you need to learn how to do. These reverse push-ups.
Work out, get away from a cupcake.
Yeah.
What else? Cupcakes are bad as cigarettes. Quit.
Maybe not pick a bear.
Penis has zero sugar in it. Have a taste.
All right, so did we do this one already? We did that. We didn't do the bed, but we had to do the floor. We're having sex on the floor.
Oh, she's doing crab walk. Right.
Damn, she is really fit.
Well, when you got someone lifting the midsection, what else she gonna do?
Well, no, she's gotta. Yes, just like that. She'll remember this moment for the rest of her life.
I bet.
You're so damn sexy and flexible. Damn.
Yep. Good old dipping in and out.
This is actually a pretty hot scene. I gotta say, these are some of the best poses I've seen in one of these games in a while.
Call
Am I everything
the
you
Boston
ever wanted?
Tea party. Dip in the tea bag. Dip in the tea bag.
Everything and more.
Making the pancakes. Dipping stir.
Feels so good. But don't get any funny ideas while you're back there.
Why not? The only kind of ideas I have are funny ideas.
I wouldn't dream of it. Nothing could feel better than your hot twat right now.
Your hot twat. she doesn't want to shit fucking flapjacks.
Well, we did the mirror, didn't we? Yeah, we did the mirror. Okay, we did the mirror. We did the mirror. Boy, damn.
Done that, huh?
Just seeing that again. What an amazingly hot shit.
All right.
So we fucked everywhere except for the bed. Save the bed for last. All that yoga's really paying off. I agree. You need to teach me some of that later. Is that what we're doing? Every time he enters, it's like an Atari game.
My divining rod is struggle. What?
They made Atari porn games, though.
I'm sure they have.
Oh, yeah. There's bunches of them. Beat them and eat them.
Beat them and eat them. That's right.
I never felt as close to you as I do right now. I love the feel of your skin on my skin. See, this is fucking right here, folks.
Oh, I thought I was watching gymnastics. Is that not what we're watching?
Gymnastics. But, man, that one game I played, fucking How to Live a Healthy Hentai Life, or Kenzen, dude, they literally had this thing where they were combining sex and gymnastics together and having a full-on fucking competition where you would do... It was called gymnastics. And it was the most coolest thing I've ever seen. Because it was where not only did you have to prove you were good at a gymnast, but it was also during sex. So they were doing all kinds of splits and handstands and all kinds of just... I thought it was, I mean, it was anime, but I think it'd be fucking awesome as hell to see somebody that's really, really skilled doing stuff like that.
Well, they had, what is that movie? It's the one that has the girl from Big Bang Theory that's married to Howard. She's real tiny, and now she's like the judge on Night Court. But anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She plays like a former Olympic gymnast. And I think she gets silver. I can't remember why. But anyway, there's a scene where her and a male gymnast are hooking up and they're doing all these twists and turns and flips and landing on penises.
What's the name of this movie?
I gotta think of it. If you look up her name, I don't know how
I don't know her name
did.
Either.
You look up in Big Bang here.
Shit. Look it up so we can find out. Cause this seems like one I need to check
out. It is a good movie.
It's a good movie, too.
It's a funny movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a comedy, but she does learn a lesson. I think her dad in it is, what's his name, from Office Space. He goes, yeah.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Need you to come in on Sunday.
That is such a great movie. Fuck yes, I love being on top. I can watch that movie again and laugh. That's how timeless that movie is.
No, it doesn't get old, except, of course, some of the office equipment's definitely different nowadays.
But you still know, like growing up in the 90s and shit, you still remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Every position is terrific with you.
Give her O face, oh.
We fucked on everything.
Had old guy used to be in the 7-Up commercials doing magazine subscriptions. Yes, I was addicted to crack. I am trying to change in my neighborhood and make a difference. I can do that if you will buy some subscriptions.
Come with me. I want you as close as I am. Only in Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy do you get prime sexual content and comedy at the same fucking time.
I know a couple people, every time they have sex, it's a comedy.
Well, you know, my friend one time, I was staying with some friends, and I noticed they had some sex books and some comedy, like joke books. And I said, you know, you guys got your comedy with your sex books. He said, to be honest, they belong there. Because sex is pretty much comedy.
Well, it's the most absurd thing when you think about it.
It is. But it's like, hey, do you want to get together and press bodies? Like, we're going to totally press our bodies against
Except
each other.
I'm going to shove this into that. That.
I want that to go in there.
Alright. It is called The Bronze. Now, of course,
I have not seen that or heard of that.
It didn't get great reviews from the ones that don't ever give correct reviews.
Who gives a fuck about what the critics say?
I don't. Yeah.
I'm coming! That was awesome.
She says, I have something to admit. We're actually real brother and sister. But get ready for retarded babies, because I sure didn't pull that.
I need to come. Yeah? So what are you going to do about it? Oh, it's like that. Hell yeah. All right, then I'll show you. Come on her face, her mouth, or her tits.
Come in her mouth. Swallow it all.
It feels like your mouth. Your mouth was made for my pleasure.
Is my seed keto? Is it?
Yeah. I still can't believe this is happening.
It's like eating an oyster. I bet that's
wow. Cute. I'm just going to use that as the thumbnail for this video. You're right. My mouth was made for your cock. I love fucking you.
You got any Pepsi, anything to wash it down?
Something.
A quick. Mountain Dew would suffice. It matches my hair.
I've loved every moment with you. I love her hair. Did I say that? That was terrific. I've loved every moment with you, too. Do you ever think about, seriously, after all that, she wants to talk? Stacy, I'm about to pass out from exhaustion. Me too. I just wanted to talk for a bit first.
The woman never passes out from exhaustion. Maybe talking herself to death.
Do you ever think about us?
Sure.
Of course.
Of course.
I mean, you.
Sure.
Me.
Sure.
Adults,
if you said sure
married,
to a question like that.
Maybe children. I can't say that I ever let myself think about it that far.
Huh?
So you love me, don't you?
Yeah.
I always have. I love you too. Even before this, I dream about our wedding. I know exactly what I'll wear. It'll be a custom gown, but I know how to sew myself. Seriously?
Oh.
Don't worry. Even in my dreams, you're always in a rental tux along with your groomsmen. In my dream, the bridesmaids made their own dresses. I wear white. They each wear a different color.
Well, you can't wear white now.
Nice. Also, now I imagine that Ambrose is the bridesmaid wearing red. Now, naturally, how do you think she'll feel about that?
If I get married to someone and they come out in a tie-dye dress, I'm like, oh, fuck.
You're too much for one woman to handle, so we have to team up on you. Together? I didn't realize you were in the polygamy. It's a recent development. What else is in your dream? A few years later, the bridesmaids live with us and there's children everywhere. They have different mothers, but all have the same father. They're all yours.
Sounds like
expensive.
A cult to me.
You can afford it. You're brilliant. You'll succeed at anything.
I'm the second coming.
I wish I had your confidence in me. It's just a silly dream. It's just a dream. Still.
Yeah.
Still? What do you think? How do you feel about that?
I love everything.
It sounds perfect. Just a dream, but I want, if we make it a reality, I couldn't be happier. Sweet dream.
Your mouth tastes like semen. Get it away from me.
Damn it, the lights are still on. Oh, right, Stacy prefers it that way. I wonder why. I'll have to ask her about that sometime.
Because when you turn the lights off, she feels like it's a black man.
Oh, it's all I see is black! Uh-oh. Challenge
failed.
Your punishment will arrive at dawn.
Uh-oh.
Your second week on Fetish Locator ends here. Please type a name for the save below and click save. This will allow you to start week 3 without losing your progress. Congratulations, guys. Right. We have finished Fetish Locator Week 2. So now we're on to the finale. This is the last game in the series, and it will end the story. So, he failed the challenge, and now I guess he has to beat Scissor Man.
Was there a way to win the channel?
No, I don't challenge, and I don't think there is, no. But all right, guys, so this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with the final week of Fetish Locator.
And no one's taking my boy.
Thank you for playing the game.
Yep.
Here's all your girls.
They went out with a bang. Now if you could get off the head.
Theo, Malt, Oddity, and V. There's three people wrote the story.
Okay.
Art was V, Venus Cove. I know some of these. I've talked to some of these people. Wise to Face, Lore, American, SS Barry. Yeah, I've talked to some of these people. They're cool.
SS Barry. One of the guys had to keep the women in line.
Rockstar 8 and V.
Okay.
Sound design. Loud Lout, Mike Zimian, Mariano Power, Vitaly Ezekiel. Sorry if I butchered your name there, sir. Russian translation, Simfer. Russia.
You like gulag?
Italian translation, gulag. Scrumbles.
You like dreams? What are dreams? Dreams are imagined.
Malay translation, Sky Jordan. Yeah, these games are popular over there in Asian countries. Malaysia, stuff like that. Testing and proofreading. Scrumbles and Dr. Sex. A Dirty Bird. Simfer. Renetto 7. Now, see, I wanted to be one of those guys to do that and get... But you don't really make...
Money, but
you do, but yeah, this game was only...
It's for your resume.
I guess. This game was only made possible with all the support we have from Patreon and Subscribestar. Huge thanks to all our fans and everyone who supported us and helped to bring the story to life. I mean, there's your three main girls right there. They're all gorgeous. Stacy. Oh, Daisy, why are we dressed like that? Because it's a new post-credit scene. Huh? I see, but what are we supposed to say? Oh, I didn't get the memo. Maybe we just pose sexy? That's it? How about a kiss? What? But that isn't canon. Who cares about the canon? It's a post-credit scene.
Kiss her.
We're free. Okay, I guess.
Oh, my heart.
Ah. Wait, there's a door. All right, should we open it? I think that's why we're here.
Sounds a little Deadpool-like. Breaking that fourth wall.
What's going on? Oh, hi. Who's there? Whom are you talking to? College kids, apparently they can't read. Hey, who are you? Oh, Daisy, Stacy. You're early. Girls, who are you talking to? They opened the door. I told you, we aren't ready. Sorry. You heard her. Hey, now's not a good time. We aren't ready yet. Zemfira, that's the wrong outfit. Chapter 4, Scene 5 isn't even a sex scene. What are you wearing? Hey, I was just changing when they opened. And stop bossing us around. We aren't on your volleyball team. But what is this? Let's call it our secret and pretend you never opened the door.
It's called Girls
Soon,
Trip. You seen it?
You'll be able to Soon you'll be able to know more about us. Give us something. I'm dying from curiosity. Support the V Novella team so they can share our story sooner. Oh, what was that? I have no idea. Come here. Wait, but that was huge. Do you know what it could mean? Not really. We're off the script, off canon, and off the timeline. There's no consequences here. Let's just have sex, Stacy. Fuck yeah. But don't forget to support us. We'll bring you more awesome stuff.
You know what that means? It means fetish low characters going multicultural. Oh, no. Get that penis away from that black vagina. That's culture appropriation.
All right. So that's it. Fetish Locator Week 2 is done. Thank you, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fetish Locator Week 3. Stay tuned.